Who will control the next House of Representatives is one of the most important questions to be settled next Tuesday. The answer will likely come from districts represented by Republican freshmen, first-term members of Congress, facing what is typically the toughest re-election battle, the first one. If most prevail, so will their hold on the majority. One such district is in southern Ohio, where the contest is between a Republican freshman and the Democrat he ousted from office 2 years ago.
Republican Congressman Frank Cremines might drive for an hour to meet a very small group of constituents.
As a member of the United States Congress, I'm very proud to present Carleton School with this American flag, the symbol of liberty, the symbol of our country, and truly a national treasure. Thank you. Thank you.
Cremines donated a flag to a combined school and workshop for the mentally retarded in tiny Syracuse, Ohio. The congressman found at most 24 registered voters on hand.
Isn't that a pretty flag?
I never seen it.
Where's the stuff?
You want to tie it off?
There it is.
Like the candidates who contested, the 6th Congressional District rambles for over 100 miles across southern Ohio in search of people. They are sparse in the country along the Ohio River, so finding the requisite 500,000-plus to make a congressional district takes a lot of land. 14 counties skirting 5 media markets, no city larger than Portsmouth or Chillicothe.
All right, you want to join me in the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the flag.
Here, politics is very local. A reporter clicks photos for the next day's edition of the Pomeroy Daily Sentinel. It will arrive in 6,000 households within reach of most of the voters of Meigs County, with Congressman Cremines' picture on the front page. Cremines is 53 years old, a coal miner's son turned teacher, school administrator, then small businessman. He is a Contract with America Republican who is for less government and lower taxes. One of the mentally handicapped workers in Syracuse, 21-year-old Kenny Napper, asked him about education funding and what Cremines will do for him.
What about education funding? We've not cut education funding. I want you to understand that.
Okay.
There have been no cuts in education
funding.
Now let me say this to you also. You ask me what I'm going to do for you, I'm going to ask you what you're going to do for yourself. And let me tell you what you've been doing for yourself since I've been coming up here. There's a crate right there that you built, or someone here built.
Yeah.
Now that's what I call doing something for yourself. I watched them pick green and red mangoes, and there were crates like that being used to harvest the mango crops. We need those. You can build them. I've seen you do it, and that's an example of it.
The Democrat Frank Cremines beat 2 years ago with just 51% of the vote is back for a rematch.
So, I'd like to at this time introduce our next congressman, Ted Strickland.
55-year-old Ted Strickland held the seat for one term. In 1992, he won with just 51%. At Democratic headquarters in Hillsboro, a storefront on Main Street within smelling distance of the stockyards, Strickland tells a group of 24 Democrats, mostly seniors, what his polls show. President Clinton's narrow lead in the district has expanded since the spring, but he says his own comfortable lead in May has shrunk.
Last Thursday and Friday, we took our final poll. The president was up by 7 points, and I was up by 3 points.
A statistical dead heat. Strickland is a steelworker's son, a psychologist who teaches at a local state college, works as a counselor at a state prison, and runs for Congress. Pro-choice and anti-gun control, Strickland's challenge to Cremines has attracted reporters from all over the country, even from German television.
Why are they interested in this race? What happens in southern Ohio? It's because what happens here may determine who controls the House of Representatives. And if the Democrats can't win a district like this that is so evenly split and where the ideological battle is so clearly engaged, I mean, there is a world of difference between Ted Strickland and Frank Cremines.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Ted Strickland tells the Hillsboro Democrats that if he is elected, the House could go Democratic.
And that means that $270 billion won't be squeezed out of Medicare to give a tax break, over half of which will go to people who make $100,000 a year.
And there are other issues, he says, Medicaid and federal education programs. All this face-to-face campaigning is one level on which the race in Ohio's 6th District will be settled. But there is an equally important media race underway. It's a nasty one. Voter after voter remarked on how distasteful they find it. And under federal election laws, much of the media race is run at arm's length from the candidates themselves. During the summer, it was a media blitz against Republican Frank Cremines.
Congressman Frank Cremines voted to cut our Medicare benefits. Frank Cremines knows it, and so do we. Fact, on November 17, 1995, Cremines voted with Newt Gingrich to cut $270 billion from Medicare funding while voting for tax breaks for the wealthy. Now he's trying to deny it. Tell Frank Cremines we know the truth about his vote to cut our Medicare benefits. Another vote is coming. This time, we'll be watching.
Even though the language about Medicare and taxes is virtually identical to Strickland's, it wasn't his campaign's ad, and it doesn't mention his name. The "we" in the ad is the AFL-CIO. Then came a TV ad, it's still running, from the Ohio Republican Committee.
The big labor bosses in Washington, D.C. have a big scheme to buy the Congress. They've spent over $300,000 here on ads favoring Ted Strickland because big labor wants to buy control of Congress.
They think they can buy Congress?
They oppose requiring welfare recipients to work. They're for higher taxes and against a balanced budget. The big unions spend big money on ads because they want Ted Strickland to vote their way.
So who's going to represent me?
Tell the big labor bosses Ohio is not for sale.
No mention there of Republican Frank Cremines. It is not his ad, just his state party organization's. Since these political bludgeons are technically wielded by independent, issue-oriented groups, the candidates' fingerprints are not to be found on them. Democrat Ted Strickland doesn't really differ with organized labor's message against his opponent, but he pleads no responsibility for the AFL-CIO attack ads.
You know, I deeply appreciate my labor friends, but as you know, there is no collusion or connection between the efforts of the AFL-CIO and a particular political campaign.
Likewise, Republican Frank Cremines speaks of the negative anti-labor, anti-Strickland ad almost as though it were the work of gremlins or distant cousins.
I have seen an ad or two. But that's someone else's funding. It's not our campaign.
The Ohio Republican Party.
I don't know which one it is. I know there are different groups out there funding ads and messages on the airwaves, and I don't know which one's which.
But just in the one that I've seen, it says paid for by the Ohio Republican Party.
Well, that means that it wasn't paid by our campaign.
Frank Cremines is running without help from big-name national Republicans, although he says he would welcome a visit by Newt Gingrich. Ted Strickland, on the other hand, has a huge Democratic effort on his behalf to win back the district. Visits from three cabinet secretaries, Tipper Gore, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and even the president. This week, when Bill Clinton spoke at a rally in Columbus, Ted Strickland traveled outside the district to speak before him.
Thank you, Ted Strickland, for having the courage to run for Congress again. Your courage should be rewarded, and I hope it will be, for the people of Ohio.
Republican candidate Frank Cremines is not without national support of his own. On Sunday, the Christian Coalition will distribute voter information in churches that will cite his record of voting in line with a conservative Christian agenda. But the bulk of his campaign effort is face-to-face.
Hello. How's business today?
Doing pretty good. Well,
you are?
In Marietta, Ohio, the state's oldest city, Frank Cremines goes door to door down Main Street.
Do you live here in Washington County?
Yeah, Lowell, Ohio.
Lowell? Well, that's one of the nicest parts of the county, would
sure
you agree?
Is. Sure is.
In the First Settlement restaurant and then next door in the First Settlement clothing store, the Republican congressman dispenses good cheer and the mirror image of Ted Strickland's message to the Democrats. Vote Republican and keep the GOP in the majority.
And if I'm successful, then it's going to be an endorsement of the majority in the House in terms of what we've tried to do
in the last 2 years, then it will be a repudiation of the first 2 years of this administration. And so I want you to focus on my voting record and look at my opponents, and whichever one you feel serves you better, I want you to vote for.
Well, thank you. Okay? Thank you. I enjoyed talking to you.
This inefficient person-to-person campaigning seems to be as inspirational to many who experience it as the attack ads on television are resented. At a shopping mall parking lot one chilly fall evening this week, Ted Strickland rallied about 30 Democrats in Wilmington, Ohio, a town that claims to be the birthplace of the banana split. The candidate was illumined by the headlights of a parked van. A plastic carton passed for a podium and required some deft balancing to stand atop it. Ted Strickland shared a bullhorn with Dick Babb, the local candidate for state senate.
You know, this is pretty neat, don't you think?
This is nice. Yeah.
We're standing out here in the middle of the parking lot in the middle of the night. That little guy's got a sign that says Families for Strickland and on his dad's shoulders.
Right on.
There's another young man there whose name is Joe, who just turned 18, is going to vote for the first time.
Congratulations, Joe.
I think this is part of what makes this country so special. Someone come up here and help me start a song.
The small cluster of activists on the parking lot are easily outnumbered by the motorists who pass them by every minute or two. But they and groups like them, who are engaged in the congressional campaign, are likely, by how many voters they sway to either side or bring to the polls next week, to determine who will represent them in Washington, and whether Democrats or Republicans will control the next Congress.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you, Chuck. Thank you very much. Okay.